Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
City of Boston officials and other Boston boosters are hoping to clear a big hurdle today. Mayor Marty Walsh and others are in California to make their case to the U.S. Olympic Committee to host the 2024 Summer Games. The committee then decides today whether to pick Boston or one of the other U.S. cities vying, or whether to move forward with any U.S. bid in the international competition for the Olympics. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch is in California and reports on what's at stake.
Picture the Olympic flame at night, reflecting off Boston Harbor. Picture rowers slicing up the Charles River, the sun warming the russet roofs of Harvard behind them. Now picture those images with this soundtrack. That imagery may be part of the presentation later today as representatives from Boston try to persuade the United States Olympic Committee, or USOC, to choose Boston over three other cities. Mayor Walsh will be joined by John Fish, the CEO of Suffolk Construction, David Manfredi, the head of one of the biggest architecture firms in Massachusetts, UMass Boston Chancellor Keith Motley, and Paralympian Sherry Blawett, a physician at the Brigham. The committee meeting is private. The team of five will present the submission of the group Boston 2024. Dan O'Connell is the president of the privately funded nonprofit that's been designing the Boston bid.
So we focused on a walkable games, a public transit-oriented games, a sustainable games.
O'Connell talked to me on his cell phone during a break in preparations. He says the pitch will feature an Olympic village of modular housing designed by the MIT Media Lab, apartments that can be moved elsewhere in the city after the games. Same thing with the Olympic Stadium. Its banks of seats would be reused at high school and other venues. Public transportation would be expanded because O'Connell argues that hosting the Summer Games would catalyze city and state government.
Government works best when it has a deadline. And the games can be the deadline for making investments, public investments, to the long-term benefit of the Commonwealth.
Olympics do force you to build a bunch of stuff, but it's stuff that you don't really need.
That's Chris Dempsey, the co-chair of the group No Boston Olympics, that's trying to stop the $4.5 billion proposal.
It's a velodrome and an aquatic center and a temporary 60,000-person stadium that's going to be bulldozed once the games are over. We'd much rather focus on core infrastructure and schools and healthcare infrastructure.
Dempsey says those needs will be ignored for 10 years while the city gears up for a weeks-long global event, one that he says the Boston public has not really asked for.
We don't know what promises they're making to the USOC right now behind closed doors in California. They're saying that they're going to do all these things that are going to make us, you know, win and make us a successful U.S. city. We really don't know what those things are, and we had no input into that process.
Boston 2024 disagrees, saying that it has been gathering input and that its plans are still in the early stages. Mayor Marty Walsh told the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce last week that his door is open for feedback.
No neighborhood will be steamrolled with the Olympics. If we are fortunate enough to be chosen to be the United States bid onto the IOC, onto the world stage, certainly every community is going to have opportunities to have deep discussions.
Four cities are making their pitches today: Los Angeles, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and Boston. Afterward, the USOC will decide whether to submit an American bid for the 2024 Summer Olympic Games, and if so, which city gets the green light. Those decisions could come as early as today and at the latest within the next few weeks. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Redwood City, California.